This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that China says it's imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, U.S. President Trump says he likes where the U.S. stands in the trade war.
We're in a very good position, and I think it's only going to get better.
China is responding after President Trump boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the United States and moved to impose duties on another $300 billion of Chinese exports. The Chinese Finance Ministry said Monday its new 5% to 25% tax would be imposed June 1st and affect 5,140 U.S. products exported to China. Beijing said its response was targeting U.S. unilateralism and trade protectionism. Top officials from the European Union are calling on the United States to use maximum restraint and avoid military escalation with Iran. Federica Mogherini, and the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, and foreign ministers from Britain, France, and Germany spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he canceled a stop in Moscow. The chief U.S. diplomat shared intelligence and details about Iran's recent escalating threat with European allies as well. And President Trump is issuing a warning to Iran after vessels were sabotaged off the United Arab Emirates coast.
The U.S. has said Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the Persian Gulf region and had already dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to counter any alleged threats. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged in the sabotage incident.
It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that.
And the president says it will suffer greatly if it tries anything in the form of an attack. Britain is warning conflict might break out by accident as tensions grow between the U.S. and Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.